Appendix E, Annex Formats. This appendix provides commanders and staffs guidance and formats to build annexes for plans and orders. This appendix lists 26 annexes and provides formats for 20 annexes. There are 5 annexes designated as spares, annexes I, N, O, T, X, and Y. Commanders and staffs use these annexes as required. Annex A, Task Organization Format and Instructions. This annex discusses the fundamentals of task organization and provides the format and instructions for developing Annex A, Task Organization, to the base plan or order. This annex does not follow the 5-paragraph attachment format. Unit Standard Operating Procedures, SOPs, will dictate development and format for this annex. Fundamental considerations. Characteristics to examine when task organizing the force include, but are not limited to, training, experience, equipment, sustainability, operational environment, OE, including enemy threat, and mobility. For Army forces, it includes allocating available assets to subordinate commanders and establishing their command and support relationships. Command and support relationships provide the basis for unity of command in operations. The Assistant Chief of Staff Plans, G5, or Assistant Chief of Staff Operations, G3, or Battalion or Brigade Operations Staff Officer, S3, develops Annex A, Task Organization. Note, Army command relationships are similar but not identical to joint command authorities and relationships. Differences stem from the way Army forces are organically organized, task organized internally, and the need for a system of support relationships between Army forces. Another important difference is the requirement for Army commanders to handle administrative control requirements. Military units consist of organic components. Organic parts of a unit are those forming an essential part of the unit, and they are listed in its table of organization and equipment. With the appropriate authorities, commanders can alter organization's organic unit relationships to better allocate assets to subordinate commanders. The Army can assign units to remain subordinate to a higher echelon headquarters for extended periods, typically years. Assignment is based on the needs of the Army, and it is formalized by orders rather than organizational documents. Although force tailoring or task organizing may temporarily detach units, they eventually return to either their headquarters of assignment or their organic headquarters. Attached units are temporarily subordinated to the gaining headquarters, and the period of attachment may be lengthy, often months or longer. Attached units return to their parent headquarters, assigned or organic, when the reason for the attachment ends. The Army headquarters that receives another Army unit through assignment or attachment assumes responsibility for the administrative control, ADCON, requirements, particularly sustainment, that normally extend down to that echelon, unless modified by directives or orders. Commanders can also establish temporary command and support relationships to facilitate exercising command and control. Establishing clear command and support relationships is fundamental to organizing any operation. These relationships establish clear responsibilities and authorities between subordinate and supporting units. Some command and support relationships, for example, tactical control, TACON, limit the commander's authority to prescribe additional relationships. Knowing the inherent responsibilities of each command and support relationship allows commanders to effectively organize their forces and helps supporting commanders understand their unit's role in the organization. Commanders designate command and support relationships to weight the decisive operation and support the concept of operations. Task organization also helps subordinate and supporting commanders support the commander's intent. These relationships carry with them varying responsibilities to the subordinate unit by the parent and gaining units. Commanders consider two organizational principles when task organizing forces. Maintain cohesive mission teams. Do not exceed subordinates' span of control capabilities. When possible, commanders maintain cohesive mission teams. They organize forces based on standing headquarters, their assigned forces, and habitual associations when possible. When this is not feasible, and commanders create ad hoc organizations, commanders arrange time for training and establishing functional working relationships and procedures. Once commanders have organized and committed a force, they maintain its task organization unless the benefits of a change clearly outweigh the disadvantages. Reorganizations may result in a loss of time, effort, and tempo. Sustainment considerations may also preclude quick reorganization. Commanders carefully avoid exceeding the span of control capabilities of subordinates. Span of control refers to the number of subordinate units under a single commander. This number depends on the situation and may vary. As a rule, commanders can effectively command 2 to 6 maneuver units. Allocating subordinate commanders more units gives them greater flexibility and increases options and combinations. However, increasing the number of subordinate units increases the number of decisions commanders have to make. This slows down the reaction time among decision makers. Running estimates and course of action, COA analysis, of the military decision-making process provide information that helps commanders determine the best task organization. An effective task organization facilitates the commander's intent and concept of operations, retains flexibility within the concept of operations, adapts to conditions imposed by mission variables, accounts for the requirements to conduct essential stability tasks for populations within an area of operations, AO, creates effective combined arms teams, provides mutual support among units, ensures flexibility to meet unforeseen events and to support future operations, allocates resources with minimum restrictions on their employment, promotes unity of command, offsets limitations and maximizes the potential of all forces available, exploits enemy vulnerabilities. Creating an appropriate task organization requires understanding several things. These include the mission, including the higher echelon commander's intent and concept of operations, the fundamentals of offense, defense, and stability operations, and defense support of civil authorities' tasks. See ADP 3.0 for more information on these fundamentals, and basic tactical concepts. See ADP 3-90 for more information on tactical concepts. The roles and relationships among the warfighting functions. The status of available forces, including morale, training, and equipment capabilities. Specific unit capabilities, limitations, strengths, and weaknesses. The risks inherent in the plan. During COA analysis, commanders identify what resources they need and where, when, and how frequently they will need them. Formal task organization and the change from generic to specific units begin after COA analysis when commanders assign tasks to subordinate commanders. Staffs assign tasks to subordinate headquarters, determine if subordinate headquarters have enough combat power, and reallocate combat power as necessary. They then refine command and support relationships for subordinate units and decide the priorities of support. Commanders approve or modify their staff's recommended task organization based on their evaluation and information from running estimates and COA analysis as part of the military decision-making process. In allocating assets, commanders and staffs consider the task organization for the ongoing operation, potentially adverse effects of breaking up cohesive teams by changing the task organization, time necessary to realign the organization after receipt of the task organization, limits on control over supporting units provided by higher headquarters. Format and instructions. Annex A, Task Organization of the Operation Plan, OPLAN, and Operation Order, OPORD, is one of the annexes that does not follow the standard 5-paragraph attachment format. Refer to Appendix D for more information on OPLAN and OPORD attachments and formats. Task organization is typically displayed in a list or an outline format. Order writers group units by headquarters. They list major subordinate maneuver units first. For example, 2nd Armored Brigade Combat Team, ABCT, 177th Infantry, IN, Alpha 452nd Cavalry, CAV. Order writers place them by size in numerical order. They list brigade combat teams, BCTs, ahead of combat aviation brigades. In cases where two BCTs are numbered the same, order writers use the division number by type. For example, 1st ABCT, 1st IN Division Mechanized is listed before the 1st ABCT, 1st Armored Division, AD. In turn, the 1st ABCT, 1st AD is listed before the 1st ABCT, 1st CAV Division. Combined arms battalions are listed before battalions and company teams before companies. Order writers follow maneuver units with multifunctional supporting units in this order: fires, battlefield surveillance, maneuver enhancement, and sustainment. Supporting units, in alphanumeric order, follow multifunctional supporting units. For example, a medical brigade support is listed after a functional engineer brigade, but before a functional military police brigade. The last listing should be any special troops units under the command of the force headquarters. Order writers use a plus symbol when attaching one or more subordinate elements of a similar function to a headquarters. They use a minus symbol when deleting one or more subordinate elements of a similar function to a headquarters. Order writers always show the symbols in parentheses. They do not use a plus symbol when the receiving headquarters is a combined arms task force or company team. Order writers do not use plus and minus symbols together, as when a headquarters detaches one element and receives attachment of another. They use the symbol that portrays the element's combat power with respect to other similar elements. Order writers do not use either symbol when two units swap subordinate elements and their combat power is unchanged. Here are some examples. Within the 368th Combined Arms Battalion, Charlie Company loses one platoon to Alpha Company. The battalion task organization will show Alpha Company plus and Charlie Company minus. Within the 368th Combined Arms Battalion, Charlie Company swaps one platoon with Alpha Company. The battalion task organization will show Team Alpha and Team Charlie. The teams can also be named for their commanders, their unit nickname, or some other naming scheme. 477th IN receives a tank company from 130th Armor AR. The BCT task organization will show Task Force 477 IN plus and 130 AR minus. Division and core headquarters are typically task organized. Therefore, order writers do not show these headquarters with either the plus or minus symbol. If applicable, order writers list task organizations according to phases of the operation. When the effective attachment time of a non-organic unit to another unit differs from the effective time of the plan or order, order writers add the effective attachment time in parentheses after the attached unit, for example, 180 IN, OpCon, operational control, to 2 ABCT, phase 2. They list this information either in the task organization preferred or in paragraph 1C of the plan or order, but not both. For clarity, order writers list subsequent command or support relationships under the task organization in parentheses following the affected unit. For example, on order OpCon to 2 ABCT is written on order OpCon 2 ABCT. Long or complex task organizations are displayed in outline format in Annex A, task organization of the OPLAN or OPORD, in lieu of being placed in the base plan or order. Units are listed under the headquarters to which they are allocated, or that they support in accordance with the organizational taxonomy previously provided in this chapter. The complete unit task organization for each major subordinate unit should be shown on the same page. Order writers only show command or support relationships if they are other than organic or attached. Other services and multinational forces recognize and understand this format. Planners should use it during joint and multinational operations. Order writers list subordinate units under the higher echelon headquarters to which they are assigned, attached, or in support. They place direct support, DS units, below the units they support. Order writers indent subordinate and supporting units two spaces. They identify relationships other than attached with parenthetical terms, for example, general support, GS, or DS. Order writers provide the numerical designations of units as Arabic numerals, unless they are shown as Roman numerals. For example, an army corps is numbered in series beginning with Roman numeral 1. For example, 1st Corps or 18th Airborne Corps. During multinational operations, order writers insert the country code between the numeric designation and the unit name, for example, 3rd DE Corps, here DE designates that the Corps is German. FM1-02.1 contains authorized country codes. Order writers use abbreviated designations for organic units. They use the full designation for non-organic units, for example, 152FA, MLRS, GS, rather than 152FA. Here, FA designates field artillery and MLRS designates multiple launch rocket system. They specify a unit's command or support relationship only if it differs from that of its higher headquarters. Order writers designate task forces with the last name of the task force, TF Commander, for example, TF Williams, a code name, for example, TF Desert Dragon, or a number, for example, TF-47 or TF-177IN. For unit designations at theater army level, order writers list major subordinate maneuver units first, placing them in alphanumerical order, followed by multifunctional brigades in the following order: fires, intelligence, maneuver enhancement, sustainment, then followed by functional brigades in alphanumerical order, and any units under the command of the force headquarters. For each function following maneuver, they list headquarters in the order of commands, brigades, groups, battalions, squadrons, companies, detachments, and teams. The listener is encouraged to refer to Appendix E of the printed version of FM50 for comprehensive instructions and example formats for preparation of Annex A through Annex Z of an OPORD or O plan.